We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I absolutely can't believe these allegations. And it's absolutely ridiculous what the left does. They do this over and over and over.
It's 6:47 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We will talk with our money tracker, Don Grant, in just a few minutes, talking about your investments into oil. Keep it here for Don Grant. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
The Kansas Board of Regents approved $85 million in funding increase. That's for state universities during the next couple of years.
Two.
This morning is the funeral for slain Sedgwick County Sheriff's Deputy Robert Kunze. Funeral at 10 o'clock, Central Community Church on West Maple.
One.
In football, the Cleveland Browns finally got a win last night, snapping a losing streak or a winless streak that had lasted for 21 months. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And out there in traffic right now, we do have a traffic slowdown. This is approaching that road construction. Road construction on Kellogg at I-235, especially from the east there. Watch for some slow traffic in the area. Traffic update. KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman. And online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And our weather forecast heading into the weekend. The morning showers coming to an end. Some cooler air after that. In fact, we'll have a gusty wind out of the north today. And a much, much cooler high of 71. Yesterday, all week long, we had highs in the 90s. Today, a high of 71. Partly cloudy and pretty cool overnight with a low down to 48. Then we look ahead to a sunny weekend. A high tomorrow, 74. A high Sunday, 78. Currently in Wichita, we do have some light thunder showers and rain in the area. A breeze out of the north-northeast. It is 68 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 71. Only 3 degrees away from our high today. So it's not going to change much from what it is out there right now. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. That's located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch. It is 6:50 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at what went on yesterday on the stock market.
The Dow closing up 251 points to 26,657. S&P 500 up 23 at 2931. And the NASDAQ higher by 78 at 8,028. Technology shares rebounded today after some recent struggles, and Microsoft, one of five Dow members, to hit an all-time high. Generally speaking, investors able to shake off fears of a trade war with China, even as President Trump has upped the ante this week with more tariffs. For now, the thinking seems to be a strong domestic economy is more important than any concerns generated by trade. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, I'm Connell McShane, Fox News.
It's 6:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Oil and your investments. Let's find out what the connection is. It's time to speak with money tracker Don Grant, CFP, joining us this morning. Hello, Don.
Hey, good morning, Theodore. A few friends and clients are in the oil business. Now, I've seen them fly high when oil peaked at almost $150 a barrel in July about a decade ago. They weren't too happy about 7 months later when it dropped to less than $35 a barrel. That source is from New York Mercantile Exchange. And just about 6 years before the 2008 peak, the price was at about $20 in 2002. It's a volatile world, that oil, and it affects us all. The price at the pump is quite obvious. Over the past year, AAA reports a national average increase of about 60 cents a gallon at the pump. And during the same time, the average price of a barrel of crude moved up 55% to about $70 a barrel from about $45 a barrel. Now, a number of factors affect the price of oil: the health of the global economy, geopolitical events, organized cartels like OPEC, weather, and supply. And when the price goes up, it hurts to fill the truck, but surprisingly, corporate profits can ride, not slide. And your IRA and 401k could be affected positively when oil prices go up. Conventional wisdom dictates that higher oil prices means a higher operating cost for airlines, trucking, and transportation. When costs go up, companies either pass on to the expense to the consumer, leading to potential inflation, or they'll absorb the costs, cutting into profits. Looking at separate industries or companies, this may be true, but rising oil prices aren't always bad for the market. Energy sector stocks go up. Heck, they may profit from a higher cost. Analysts at FactSet Project project that within the top 500 companies in the U.S., energy companies expect to see corporate profits jump by more than 40% in 2018. The broad market is predicted to grow just 12%. Another group of analysts from Bridgeway Capital tracked oil prices relative to the stock market. It's true that the S&P did better when oil prices dipped. The 500 averaged 16% growth. But when oil prices increased, that same index averaged a 10% growth rate. So go ahead and get sore about parting with more cash at the pump, but knowing your stocks may be doing well should soften the blow a bit. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, the number 634-2222.
Yeah, we can look at all the economic numbers we want, but boy, that price of oil seems like it's always tied into something, just about everything we do.
It does. Well, think about how much we use for everything we do. I think that's a true statement.
Of course, we drive, and most of the products we use are driven to the point where we pick them up or they get delivered to us. So it's all tied up economically.
It's all connected. Yeah. So hey, you going to the chili cook-off tomorrow?
Oh yeah, the chili cook-off is tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
Don, that is one of Wichita's fantastic annual events.
Yeah, the Wagon Masters, I think we took it over, gosh, about 10 years ago, and have just had a blast doing it, and we expect a good crowd out there this weekend. We changed locations because of construction down by Nafziger Park.
Right.
We're gonna be down at Kennedy Plaza, you know, right on the plaza next to the river there, and It'll be an experiment to see what it's like doing it down there, but there's a lot of space, and I think it'll be a great place for people to congregate, have a good time, and enjoy some darn good chili.
And Don, I mean, you couldn't have the cooler weather arrive on a more auspicious day for the chili cook-off, and you've got this beautiful fall day on your way tomorrow. That's just fantastic.
It is. Now, beer sales may be down a bit if it's not hot, but probably not, because the chili's hot. So you're going to need a beverage with it. But no, we're expecting a big crowd. I think we've got about 90 teams this year.
And what time does that all begin tomorrow?
Well, you want to get down there 10:30 or
yeah.
So. I mean, the tasting doesn't start till noon, but gosh, we've got so much going on. There's stuff for the kids. I think there's rides on a I heard the Wells Fargo wagon with the horses are going to be down there. There's going to be, I don't know if all the jumpy stuff is down there and everything, but for the kids and of course, all the good chili and live music. And, you know, Don Hall, your compatriot, is the potentate this year. So he's going to bring his entourage and the honor guard, the guys that ride the motorcycles,
oh, yeah,
are gonna be there, and they're gonna kick off the thing. So it's just an event, and it's just fun to be down there. And the chili is, of course, the icing on the top of the cake.
Yep, it's good stuff, and we'll look forward to that. One of Wichita's big annual events tomorrow, the Downtown Chili Cook-Off. Don, have a great day tomorrow.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. It's good stuff.
Happy Monday.
Well, yeah, we'll talk to you Monday. That's Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, joining us right here on Steve and Ted in the Morning. We'll be telling you about more about the Supreme Court hearings for Judge Kavanaugh and today's funeral for Sedgwick County Sheriff's Deputy Robert Kunze. Those details are next, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.